Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and this is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we can't take our eye off of our current budget deficit. It's something that is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, so I guess we have to wrestle with it. And there was a story earlier this week about the idea of doing some collaborating, some interstate collaborating. What's that all about?
Right. Turns out on Tuesday, the governor of Minnesota and the governor of Wisconsin decided to get together and sign a cost-sharing agreement. And it's an interesting idea, and it'll be interesting to see how it works out for the state. You know, it's tried at smaller levels with cities and counties, and it's basically agreeing to share equipment, to buy services and buy supplies together in bulk, basically to save money.
So the Walmart approach to how to save
Sam's
money,
Club.
Buying in bulk, the Sam's Club
buying
approach.
In bulk. They're talking about buying salt in bulk, lending Wisconsin our helicopters to count deer, sharing equipment up in the port up in Duluth, Superior, and things like that.
Well, so Marnie, this kind of seems familiar because before this news conference on Tuesday, the governor had talked about school districts doing kind of the same thing in a lot of ways. Wasn't that true?
Yeah, I think so. And school districts, you know, like other communities, are really feeling the pinch. They're always the first ones, you know, to feel the pinch. And so I think they're really the ones that could be taking the lead in this kind of cost-sharing effort. I think there's probably a lot of economies that could be, you know, achieved that way with similar actions.
Okay, so another collaborative suggestion from the governor's office. Well, it seems like an interesting and perhaps a beneficial experiment at the very least. Seems to me also, though, that that's not going to quite make it to the $5 billion that we're facing.
No, it probably won't. And they're talking about, you know, that it may take years to actually make this, you know, actually see real money out of it. But I think, you know, it sends an interesting signal that they're willing to try something like this. This is, you know, in rural Minnesota, this has been a complaint that economic developers have seen for a while, and others, government officials, have seen for a while, in that communities and counties have tended to get very provincial and parochial about their money and their services and treating it like it's part of their identity. But more and more now, different levels of government are starting to see that it does make sense, you know, for two counties to share snow plows and for two cities to share fire trucks and things like that. And so now we're seeing it at the state level, and it'll be interesting to see if anybody else decides, you know, that this might be a good idea to experiment with.
Sort of the global picture instead of the looking inward picture.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, Marnie, for dropping in. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.